Funny how travel abroad can affect your outlook. Guitarist Lee Ritenour says recent trips to South Africa and Brazil have given him new legs, musically speaking. The result is his latest CD, Smoke and Mirrors.
I've had a very fortunate career where I've been able to play the guitar my whole life. You know, I'm 54. I started when I was 8. And, you know, I had a great studio career. And now I'm almost up to 40 albums. And this album, as a writer and a composer and an arranger and a performer, you know, when you dig into the well so many times, you have to find different ways to get inspired. And this one truly had a freshness for me. I think because of the traveling and the connection with people, it was really an inspirational album, and I had so much fun making it because I had sort of that same enthusiasm that I did on the first few albums I made 30 years ago.
It brought some of that back.
Absolutely.
You know, what's interesting, Lee, is you always have great guest musicians with you, friends of yours over the years. I'm sure Dave Grusin and Patrice Rushen, Brian Broomberg on this one. But talk to me about the native influence that you wanted to make sure found its way on this album.
Well, I knew that I wasn't specifically going to do, you know, a Paul Simon Graceland or something like that, where I was just going to take an African-influenced flavor. I knew that actually rhythm from around the world, especially West Africa, South Africa, and Brazil, and even a little bit of the Indian thing, because there's one song with tablas and a little bit of that flavor, and there's even a song from Gabor Szabó, the great guitarist from Hungary. So there's all these elements from different parts of the world, but especially, of course, the African and Brazilian thing. And I wanted a Brazilian song that was very fresh and contemporary, yet and yet kind of classic. And here in Los Angeles, one night, a month before I was going to start the album, I still didn't have that tune. And I ran into Daniel Shobim at a sushi bar of all places and sat right next to him at a counter. And he was the grandson of the great Antonio Carlos Shobim. And I said, "Daniel, I need a new tune." And he sent me this gorgeous tune called Dias de Zeus, Blue Days.
Hoje, por mais de segundo, o mundo rodou.
And a similar story with a couple of the African artists on the project. I was in South Africa last year performing, and one night I couldn't sleep with the jet lag. I turn on the TV and I see these three or four videos of this wonderful artist who turned out to be the new artist of the year that year down there. Her name is Zema Jobi. And a tremendous singer and talent, and she was singing in African dialects, but she was also singing in perfect English, kind of like a more African Sade or something. Mm-hmm. And I contacted her when I got back to the U.S. I didn't have time when I was there, and we struck up a relationship by sending each other material. I never met them. We did everything over the internet. It was sending files with FedEx, whatever. But the connection was there. I felt it, then they felt it. And what I asked them to do, they did perfectly. And her guitar player played some funky African rhythms on my stuff. And she ended up singing a Bill Withers tune, Lovely Day, and a Patrice Rushen's tune, Forget Me Nots, and then her own tune, Memeza, in an African dialect. Memeza, I think it's around 2 minutes on the record. Zema Jobi is singing in the African dialect, and her guitar player has two or three different rhythms going on, and then I added my guitar parts to them, and then I literally sent it down there, and I said, "Is this cool?" You know.
There is a sense of education, if you will, Lee, in that, as I said, Americans aren't often as open to things outside of America, but when introduced this way, it does send many scurrying to find the native music and introduce them to something. Is that a hope of yours?
Absolutely. Well, the arrangements that I did were very carefully constructed to do that.
A lovely day.
On Bill Withers' tune, Lovely Day, The tune has almost a bossa nova kind of track to it that I cut with Dave Grusin and the band and added some samples and some rhythms. And then it's got my acoustic guitar in the center of it. And it's got this almost bossa nova kind of track to it, along with a very Southern California kind of flavor to it. And then all of a sudden, Zama Joby starts singing in English, and she's sounding very, almost, you know, like an American R&B singer. And then at one point in the song, it just cuts away into this African breakdown, and it's really a breath of fresh air, and it works within the arrangement and the track, and then it comes back, and it takes this little journey. So that's what I wanted it to do.
Yeah, it's very interesting because if you think of some of the great music that we've heard, the Brazilian tunes that have become familiar over here with the great Antonio Carlos Jobim and others, and you think of what we know of African music and of that region, you do see and hear often in lyric the incorporation of what surrounds them.
Absolutely, you know, and I think Africa is a huge influence on their music down there, as well as being in Rio de Janeiro as a Brazilian is a huge influence when you're down there for that music. Anytime I've traveled to Brazil, you know, you just end up saying, oh my God, I want to do another whole album like this, you know. There are certain places on the planet that are just, period, very inspirational from an artistic point of view.
Latest CD is Smoke and Mirrors, where you bring a bit of the motherland to smooth jazz, and it really is a great collaboration of what we bring here to the United States in terms of just rhythms and what is found there. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work, but in this case, it works beautifully. And as always, man, good to talk to you.
Very good, Ed. Thank you.